We're Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Gimel, and we're going. The Meiri has two interpretations. We're going to do both interpretations. Okay. So in the first way, the translation is: in the mouth of the fool is the stick of arrogance, and the lips of the wise protect them. There are two types of arrogance. There's an arrogance where I look down upon you, you know, and I either lashon hara, or I talk about you, I talk to you, I tell you off. And the other type of arrogance is that I don't accept reality. That is called, definitions of gaiva, according to the Meiri. The first way that we're taking it is in the mouth of the fool is the stick of arrogance, meaning that I want to put people down. So therefore, the stick of arrogance means that my mouth becomes a weapon to attack people. Okay, it's not, the stick of arrogance means, because it says in the mouth of the fool is the stick of arrogance. His mouth becomes a weapon to put people down, either through lashon hara or through telling them off. The second half says, but the lips of the wise protect them. Okay, so the thing is that the so what does it mean, the lips of the wise? It should say the wise people. A wise person protects himself because of his nature. The answer is, the wise person is, we're talking about a person that might have a need to react. You know, like, he might have a desire to do this. There, you know, it's part of our nature to try and talk lashon hara or to put people down. But it never comes out of his mouth. You see, he stops it by his mouth. He's able to protect himself from it ever coming out. So therefore, how do they protect themselves? They protect themselves by their lips, okay? Now the question is, to protect yourself with your lips is, you have to understand that many times in different situations, you have to act differently. One situation, I should attack back. Certain situations, I should back off. You understand? Certain situations, I should push it off. Whatever it is, there's a decision in my lips. Okay, it's true I have the emotion to react, but my lips to do it means that I'm doing it by chachma to protect myself. Okay? Now, what do you need to have this chachma to make the decision? You have to be able to read the other person. Have to be able to read the other person to know what the situation is in this particular case. Okay? To know how to react. A woman, one time, she used to go out at night. She had meetings. And every night, whenever she left, she had a big fight with a child, around a 3-4-year-old daughter. So I one time told her, sometimes when a child gets upset, there are two reasons. One is they want to annoy you. That's a possibility. And two is they just want to attract you to get your love, especially when company comes. So you have to distinguish between the two. So the woman heard this idea, and she told me later that when a child got upset that she was leaving, she sat down and read a story to a child. Says it was the best time she ever left the child and not allowed her to leave. So you see, the child was only had a fear of losing her mother. Hmm. And she wanted to hold on to her. So all the mother had to show is that little love, so that would end it. You understand? So you have to know who your child is. So that's the thing. You have to know how to read a person to know how to make a decision in the thing. Okay, so according to this, the consequence of the first type of fool is that he will never ever learn to read people, and he'll never ever see outside of himself. He only reacts. Once you look down on people, where you actually carry it out, it's not, you might have the emotion, but if you don't carry it out, that's one thing. So then you'll be guided by Chachma. But if you carry it out and you talk Lashon Hara, where you look down on people, so the thing is that takes away your ability to read other people and to see outside yourself, which means when you're making decisions, you're always making it blindly. And now we come to the second way that the Erie, but he translates one word differently. He says, in the mouth of the fool is the branch of arrogance, but the lips of the wise protect them. Okay? What's a branch? A branch means, according to the Miri, that the quality is that it grows. Okay? All right? So then once you go against reality, that reality goes. The ultimate proof is that Hitler, when he went into the bunker, he was sending out troops and living a psychotic life. Again, if anybody tried to straighten him out, he went crazy. So you see, the further you go away from reality, it could actually make you psychotic. In other words, there's certain people that are psychotic because of chemicals or for some reason the way they were raised. So they might be psychotic. But according to this, you could live your life in such a way that you could cause yourself to be psychotic. And that you see in Hitler. And you also see that at the end of Devorah's song of triumph, when she sang a song at the end that said, she said, the mother of Yisro will be, I don't remember the exact term, but will be looking out of the window, and they would say, Sisro. So they would say to her, the reason, and she was worried that he was late, that maybe he lost the war. So they said, no, he's not that. He's collecting booty. Well, what does that have to do with the song? You understand? And she ends with that. What's the Song of Triumph? The answer is that the Song of Triumph is that people that live evil and they turn away from reality, they start making up stories and things that are really psychotic, that the facts point one way, but they deny the facts. And so therefore, going against reality, and like we said, reality is looking at the world from consequences. If you deny that, you're moving in a direction of psychosis, okay? And it keeps growing. That's why he uses the metaphor branch, because he keeps going. But the lips of the wise protect them, meaning they go the opposite direction. They make decisions. It doesn't matter what their emotions are, but they make decisions based on reality. Once you make decisions based on reality, then which means you're basing it on consequences, then you're moving in a different direction.